Hi there, welcome to step 16. And in this step, we're going to talk all about something called automatic writing. You see, one of the ways for us to get out of our egos when we're first learning to connect with spirit is for us to do something called automatic writing, which just allows us to completely let go. I get it. For a lot of people, using your intuition and your empathic and your mediumship abilities doesn't always come easy. And it may be because we live in this hectic world full of noise and gadgets and electronics, and society has kind of made us focus on so many other things other than the stillness and the opportunity to connect with our own psychic powers and our abilities. But it doesn't mean that you don't have it, and that's what this entire program is about. So whether you're looking to connect with your higher self, or whether you're looking to connect with a loved one or a guide or an angel, automatic writing is about getting advice from the other side and connecting you with questions and giving you answers from your subconscious or from the unconscious on the other side. And it's so simple, you're not even going to believe it. All you need is a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. And allow your mind and your body to be guided to writing down what it is that you need to hear from spirit at this time. For a lot of people, automatic writing comes really naturally. So you're going to be surprised in the beginning, like, oh my gosh, it just felt like someone or something just came over and my hands started moving and I started, you know, taking off with this. Other people are going to say, you know what? It felt like I was forcing it. I feel like it wasn't really me, or it was me. I couldn't really make sense of it. For some people, they're going to love automatic writing, and for other people, they're not. But you do what comes naturally to you. And in fact, I love it. For me, it was just an amazing way to connect with my mom and to be able to receive some guidance. So the first thing you're going to do is sit down. You're going to open, cleanse, and clear all your chakras. You're going to ground yourself into the earth, and you're going to say a little cleansing prayer. You're going to smudge yourself, smudge your paper, smudge your pen, and say a little calling in prayer, because remember, if you invite spirits, they'll come. So that's really important. And so after you've done your little calling in prayer and you've taken a nice big deep breath, what I do is I like to close my eyes and loosely hold my pen or my pencil to the paper. And I go ahead and I ask spirit a question, like, Mom, what guidance would you give me right now if you were sitting right in front of me? And then I just take a moment and I let any thoughts, feelings, and emotions that come to me, I just let them pass by and pass through me. I don't pay them any attention. I just continue to breathe. And then suddenly what I find is that my hand will begin to move. And sometimes it might feel at first like you're moving it, but sometimes for me it feels like almost as if my hand has a mind of its own, or that someone else is moving it for me. I often notice that my writing will be different, completely different than my own. It might almost even look like chicken scratch, but what I find is cool is that I'm so clairaudient with my clairs, I hear the words as I'm writing them coming to me. And it doesn't feel like my own thoughts. It doesn't feel like my own words, especially if you're connecting with an angel or with a guide. Oftentimes these will be things that possibly you never thought of, or that you had no idea where that came from in your own mind. It's because it didn't come from your own mind. It came from spirit. Sometimes this can take a little bit of practice and something that you have to revisit again and again. And again, like I said, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it, depending on how it works for you. But the biggest thing I can tell you is not to question what it is that you're getting. Because again, all of the premise for mediumship is about trust. So can you trust the advice that the spirit gives you on the other side? Can you trust that these are the messages that you are meant to hear? Can you trust that this was the guidance that you're being given? Because if you can, then you'll continue to receive, and it will continue to get stronger and stronger as you go along. So my homework, go try some automatic writing. Don't overthink it. I promise you, it works.